The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 23 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, I have to just start off by saying that I don't think I've read 23 degrees in like 2 months. Like,
it's cold.
It is cold.
It's freezing.
It's crazy. I actually, last night, I went out for a walk around, I don't know, we'll say 7:30, 8, and I brought a sweater.
I know.
Isn't it crazy?
Well, when you're used to like 30 plus degrees. Yeah. Any drop is cold.
Yeah, it was cold. It was breezy. So always happy to see you. And lately, I've been seeing you twice a month, so this is great.
It's fun.
So we've got a lot to go on the show tonight. Did want to mention that we're very happy that Leo Pharma is sponsoring the big showgram tonight. So thanks to them. And we've got lots to talk about with regards to medical dermatology. I know we're going to get into psoriasis in just a sec. We're also going to talk about skin damage a little bit later on and pre-cancer lesions and how that can be dealt with. So if you have questions, Dr. Ronnie Monk here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love your first name in the text. What else did I want to say? Oh, I want to say that you are on Facebook Live, Sessoir, as per usual. So you can follow him on Facebook, on the Facebook Live, if you will, at MonkMD. And of course, your Instagram account, which I am addicted to, at Dr. Ronnie Monk. I have to say, I really am addicted to the Instagram account.
Thank you, Cal.
Because it's just, you know, and I've said this on the show before, but it bears repeating. I love that you, you know, obviously get approval from your patients to put some of these pictures up there, because it really does showcase what you do on a daily basis, whether it's something that's cosmetic or whether it's something medical. So you really get that fear factor taken out.
Yeah.
So you're not as like trepidatious about what you might experience if you have to go see you.
What's very fun for me is I was really trained in laser surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so even things that, you know, are considered medical, like acne, rosacea, skin cancers, I tend to integrate technology into there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's one of the reasons I get great results is because when you use the most up-to-date technology and you, you know, for example, remove moles or precancerous growths or even skin cancer with CO2 laser, the healing is so incredible. And look, I'm so passionate about what I do. I love what I do. And I love to showcase it because people don't know that this stuff exists and that there's ways to treat the skin without getting scars and without, you know, damaging the skin. So I really like to show people what's out there and what's possible.
Perfect.
It's fun.
It is fun. And so again, if you'd like to follow Dr. Ronnie Monk on his Instagram, it's at Dr. Ronnie Monk, the website monkmd.com, and that's M-U-N-K-M-D.com, and the office line 514-937-2757 if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk during business hours. So let's get to it. I know we were going to kick things off with psoriasis. And here's the thing. I will say that I've probably heard that word a gajillion times, especially because I like watching daytime TV if I have a day off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always have these, like, you know, medical commercials that come on. So I've literally heard psoriasis probably 1,000 times, but I don't think I could really explain to you what it is. So you're going to explain to us what psoriasis actually is.
Well, the commercials for psoriasis have been booming lately, and that's because there's been a major boom in research going into psoriasis.
Okay.
So psoriasis is basically, I mean, it's a chronic skin condition. It's really, really common. It affects 1% to 2% of everybody. So, you know, when you look at 100 people, one or two of them are going to have psoriasis.
Okay.
So really common condition. And basically, the areas of the skin that are most commonly affected are usually the elbows or the knees, although any skin surface, including the scalp, the face, anywhere on the body, you can be affected. And it's thought to be a large component of it is genetic. And basically, people with psoriasis will develop kind of these lesions on the skin where the skin becomes hyperactive and the skin is proliferating a little bit quicker than normal. And so you get these kind of really thick, scaly plaques and lesions on the skin. You know, in people that are very mild, it could be barely noticeable and it could just be a little bit of redness. But in more advanced cases, you can get kind of this very thick, waxy scale, and it can be very debilitating. So if it's localized and it's really just one or two spots, it's really minor. there. Mm-hmm. But some people are literally covered head to toe in severe psoriasis. And obviously it can affect self-esteem. It's a major problem for a lot of people. And so, you know, up until now, we've had decent treatments. But like I said, there's been a huge boom in research with psoriasis. And in terms of, you know, the new treatments out there, they're called biologics. Do you know what a biologic is?
Not a clue.
So basically, we know now, we understand the pathology, why it's happening in the skin. We mm-hmm. know what psoriasis is. And through studying the different pathways, we can basically target different specific molecules that cause psoriasis. So by blocking those specific molecules, you get less side effects in terms of medications. In terms of treating the psoriasis, you'll have less side effects if you're targeting a very specific, precise molecule, and you'll have great clearance rates. So they've developed all these biologic new medications that are very, very effective. So people covered head to toe in psoriasis, they can be clear within 2 to 3 months of their psoriasis with very few side effects, which is really, it's a miracle when you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there's been so much research going into psoriasis lately. It's a very exciting time for the dermatology community. I myself, I have to say, I'm not really involved in the psoriasis research. As you know, I do specialize more in the laser cosmetic dermatology.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a lot of patients with psoriasis, but it's not my bread and butter of what I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very exciting time. And, you know, one of the best developments of psoriasis recently, there's actually a new medication called Enstilar. Have you heard of it?
I feel like I have, Journey of the Young and the Restless.
So it's basically just a topical foam.
Okay.
So it's applied on the skin directly on the psoriasis, but it is super effective for clearing psoriasis. Once a day formulation, it's probably my go-to for psoriasis on the skin. So there's great options from more systemic, you know, medications that you have to take internally mm-hmm. to even solutions that we can put on the skin for psoriasis.
Here's a question that I'm not sure if it's stupid or not, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is psoriasis contagious at all?
It isn't.
Okay.
You may think it is because people could be covered and, you know, these things can be quite flaky and scaly. So a lot of people think it's an infection and it's contagious, but it's absolutely not an infection. It has nothing to do with hygiene. You know, people that develop it, and like I said, it's a really common thing that I see every day in my practice, but it's not related to hygiene at all. It's something that can happen to anybody.
And when you say it's debilitating, is it debilitating because it's, you know, physically, you know, a problematic for someone, like you said, they're embarrassed, for lack of a better word. I'm sure that's not the right word to use, but, or is it like affecting them other ways?
It's self-esteem for sure. Because if you're covered head to toe and you're not comfortable in your skin, it's going to affect your self-confidence. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also develop psoriasis, for example, on your genitals.
Oh, wow.
So if you have psoriasis on your penis, your vagina, you may not want to be sexually intimate with somebody. Mm. It could definitely affect your life in that way.
That's terrible.
If it's on the scalp, it could be severely itchy. You may not sleep at night because of the symptoms you're having. So it can be really debilitating.
Wow.
Luckily, there's great, great treatment options. Now, I do explain it to all my patients that it's not curable.
Okay.
It's really, once you have it, you're prone to get psoriasis. It can always come back. If you're stressed or there's a trigger, it can always flare. But with great control, with great treatment, creams, whatever it is, you can really have a good control.
Does diet play a part in that at all, doctor?
Very interesting you ask, because there's been, with all this new research in the treatments for psoriasis, there's also been a lot of research going into just psoriasis, the condition. And we recently found that there's actually a link with psoriasis and heart disease. And we found that people with psoriasis are more likely to have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to be obese.
Yeah.
They're more likely to have high cholesterol, blood pressure problems. So it does go hand in hand with psoriasis. There's some sort of inflammatory condition going on, not only in the skin, but also deep in the skin.
Okay.
So I do counsel my patients with psoriasis that they should monitor their diet and, you know, exercise and try to lead a healthy life, because it will do well for their skin, but also their internal organs in the long run.
If you have questions for Dr. Monk, very simple. Head off to 514-790-0800 by phone. And of course, you can text us to 514-800.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, and here until 8 o'clock on CJD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And people are on fire right now on the phone lines. They've lit up, I should say, like Christmas trees. So let's actually go to Miss Betty in Lachine. You have a question about nail fungus?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
I'm good.
I was wondering, do you treat nail fungus?
So, great question. Nail fungus is a really common, often bothersome condition that can actually be quite chronic. And everybody thinks it's a quick fix, it's an infection, but actually I've seen it recur. So you can get rid of it and then it can come back and it can kind of wax and wane a long time for many, many years. So the best treatments out there for nail fungus these days, there's actually a great topical called Jublia, which is actually the only topical that's been shown to be beneficial in any way for nail fungus. It actually does penetrate the nail plate as opposed to other polishes and stuff that just don't get in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll usually recommend for patients to use Jublia in conjunction with either laser therapy or sometimes I give oral medication.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that because I've been doing laser now for a few years for nail fungus, I don't give a lot of oral medication because the laser really does work. And what's nice about it is you don't have to worry about side effects because, you know, it's really just localized on the skin. With the medication, oftentimes there can be liver toxicity and so forth. So it's really more carefree, the laser. And the combination of the laser with the Jublia, I find it's about 70 or 80% effective at really curing the fungus. So it's not 100%, but nothing is.
Yeah.
But we get really good results. It usually takes about 4 sessions. We do one a month and 4 in a row. And we clear a lot of nails that way. So great options out there with very little side effects.
Perfect. Betty, thank you so much for the call. We're heading off to Susanna right now in the West Isle. You have a vitiligo question?
Yes, hi, Dr. Monk. I just wanted to know, how effective do you feel is the light therapy for vitiligo?
So vitiligo, for those that aren't aware, is basically where your own immune system attacks the pigmentation in your skin and it causes white patches in the skin. So you lose the pigmentation. You know, everybody thinks of Michael Jackson when you think of vitiligo, but he had an extensive form of vitiligo.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, most people with the condition, it's more localized and you could get just areas on your elbows, on your knees. You could get it on your genitals. You could get sometimes on your face. So it depends on the extent. Usually when it's localized, I start with creams and, you know, giving creams that help reduce inflammation like cortisone creams or Protopic is another cream that's not cortisone that will help, is really helpful to lower the immune reaction and to help the pigment come back. In people that have failed that treatment or where it's, you know, you want a stronger treatment, I actually recommend doing some phototherapy. So you know what phototherapy is?
I feel like you've discussed it briefly.
So it's where people will go into kind of these light boxes about 3 times a week. They go, you know, for 2 to 3 minutes at a time into the light box. And it's not like being in the sun. It is ultraviolet light, but it's very precise 311 to 313 nanometer light as opposed to ultraviolet light, which is broader.
Yeah.
So it's really safe for the skin and it basically will reduce the immune reaction in the skin. So when the skin's inflamed or in vitiligo where you have an immune reaction, it can actually help to stimulate repigmentation. So it is an effective treatment. I do recommend it for people with extensive vitiligo. It's a great treatment.
Susanna, thank you so much for calling in to CJD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually did have a text come in from Nisha saying, hi, Dr. Monk, are there any lasers good for black skin? I'd like to have more even skin. And I was wondering if I could try it.
There's absolutely lasers that are appropriate for dark skins, but not all lasers are. So you got to do your research. If you use a laser that's not appropriate for dark skin, you're going to get pigmentation issues. You could get darkening, you could get lightening of your skin, and you're going to worsen your problem. So in my office, I use a technology called Fractura. It's basically radio frequency, which is very, very safe for black skin types. We treat a lot of black skin with it. Whether you have acne scars, scarring, you want to improve your pores, you want skin tightening. We do a lot of neck tightening with it. It's really a fantastic technology, and it's colorblind. So we treat whites, blacks, browns, doesn't matter, of the skin type, very, very safe. But just be careful if you have darker skin, because you can't do all lasers.
Okay, perfect. We've had another text come in, which I think is really important, because we were talking about this before the traffic break. And so this person, I'm not sure who it is, but said that they are diabetic. They've just gotten over psoriasis, but as you explained before, psoriasis has never gone, I suppose. But this person is wondering if it's an offshoot of diabetes or some relation to it.
Well, like I was talking about before, there's a link with psoriasis and the metabolic syndrome, heart disease, obesity, high lipids, high cholesterol. Diabetes is in that family too. So okay. There's definitely a link with psoriasis and diabetes. If you're diabetic, you're more likely to have psoriasis, and vice versa.
Oh, wow.
The other thing we think is that they're both autoimmune phenomenon. So when you have that autoimmune predisposition, you're going to be more at higher risk of developing other autoimmune conditions. So for sure, they're linked. Mm-hmm. And if you have one, you are at higher risk of having another.
Okay. And just a follow-up question to psoriasis, is there any link that it like attacks like organs or something later on?
Psoriasis is a cutaneous condition.
Okay.
Skin only. You don't have to worry about your internal organs, aside from that link with heart disease.
Uh-huh.
But that's more the inflammation.
The inflammation of it. Okay.
So it's very interesting. We think that the skin is really a window inside the body. And
okay.
That's why dermatology is such a, that's why I'm a dermatologist. It's the best profession because it gives you an insight into what's going on inside.
Okay.
Not that the inside organs are affected by psoriasis, but if you have inflammation on your skin, there's inflammation going on. And so it could affect the internal organs, but indirectly. You're not going to get psoriasis in your internal organs.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
But there is inflammation in your body. So by treating your psoriasis, you're going to be healthier.
And do you know if genetically, like, let's say, you know, dad has it or whatever, mom doesn't, do you still have like a higher, you know, prospect of getting it?
You get genes from both sides.
Okay.
So it's unpredictable. If your dad has psoriasis, you're not necessarily going to have psoriasis.
Okay.
It's not one gene.
Okay.
It's many genes, different parts of DNA that can bring on psoriasis. So I tell people, because that's a common question I get. I have psoriasis. Will my kid get it? I don't know.
Okay.
Only God knows, but they are at a slightly higher risk of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, there's great treatment for it. So even if they get it, they'll be okay.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you have questions for Dr. Monk, again, he's here until 8 o'clock. And I did want to mention as well that if you'd like to reach out to him at his office during office hours, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook Live tonight during the show at MonkMD on Facebook. You'll find us there as well. And a big thank you again going out to tonight's sponsor, Leo Pharma. We've got much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on your Wednesday. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk here until 8 o'clock on CJAD at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And wow, the lights on the lines lighting up like Christmas trees. We love it. So let's head off actually to Evelyn. Evelyn, let's go to you. You have a question about nitrogen?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Evelyn.
Kelly. I had two areas of my nose sprayed with nitrogen. One, the tip of a little ray above the tip of the nose, there was like a small pore that was slightly elevated, and I didn't like it. And higher up, there was a tiny little pimple that was sprayed,
yep.
Which the pimple never got sprayed off. I just ended up beside it, a very big crust. And in the front, and I'm left with two indents on my nose. What can you do for that?
Well, there's definitely things you can do. So for those that don't know, liquid nitrogen is basically what a lot of dermatologists will use to burn off skin lesions. It's very destructive. It freezes to, I forget, it goes to like almost minus 200 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
So it's super cold. It destroys the skin cells and it destroys a lot of lesions. So dermatologists will use that very, very regularly in their practices. I don't tend to do that because, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I really specialize in laser treatments. I love laser because to me, they're very precise. I want to know exactly what I'm treating. I want to know the depth I'm treating. Liquid nitrogen's not precise. It just kills everything in sight because it's so cold.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of a different approach to conventional dermatologists. I tend to use my CO2 laser to cut anything off, whether it's cancer, precancerous lesions, aging spots, moles, anything I'm removing, I'm doing it with laser because I want the best healing. Now, if you're like Evelyn and you have a mark or a scar or something on your nose that shouldn't be there because of a procedure you've had, we can improve that. So I do a lot of laser treatments for scar improvement.
Yeah.
CO2 laser will actually improve scars dramatically. So that's the most dramatic improvement I do with laser. But I have a lot of different ways in my office we can improve scars. So Evelyn, what I'd say is make an appointment. Let's evaluate, see what it looks like. If it's truly an indent, there's ways we can fill in and create new collagen in the area. So there's definitely things we can do to make it look better.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Let's head off to Costa. You have a question about rosacea?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Costa.
I have rosacea. I've been using minocycline for the last 8 years, and I get frequent breakouts if I'm not on it. I'm wondering if there's danger to using that or if there's any other method that you would recommend.
Did you say you're on minocycline for 8 years?
Yes. Yes.
So Costa's question, for those watching on Facebook Live, it's about rosacea. And so minocycline is an antibiotic that helps reduce inflammation. And a lot of people use antibiotics with rosacea because they're quite effective. The problem is that the longer you're on an antibiotic, the more you have to worry about side effects. In particular, minocycline has a lot of side effects once you've been on it for anywhere longer than 1 to 2 years. So I definitely don't recommend staying on it after that time. Now, the problem with rosacea is it's a chronic condition, and sometimes even though you've stopped the medication, it can come back. So it's a hard issue to deal with. These are the options for chronic rosacea. And I'm talking about the rosacea that's very inflamed. You get pimples because there's different subtypes of rosacea.
Okay.
So we're talking about the rosacea that's inflammatory where you get breakouts and it looks a lot like acne. For that rosacea, I like to give people a low dose doxycycline. So it's a cousin of minocycline, but the dose is so low. And at that dose, it doesn't actually work like an antibiotic. It's pure anti-inflammatory, much safer to take on a long-term basis. So that's one option. Or I like Accutane at a low dose. Accutane at a low dose works really, really well for rosacea, safe on the long term, especially for men. And it's incredible how it works. And the safety profile is better than being on minocycline longer term. So for you, Costa, I definitely say, you know, I'm happy to see you in consultation, but I would definitely try to get you off your minocycline. Let's talk about rosacea for a second.
Yes, go ahead.
Because rosacea is interesting. Like I said, there's lots of different types.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have inflammatory rosacea with pimples, you know, treatments like the antibiotics or medicated creams are great. A lot of people with rosacea just have redness. And you see these people walking around town with red, red faces. You know, everybody thinks they drink alcohol, they're alcoholics. But no, they have rosacea and they just are easy flushers and they're just easily red in the face. There are great solutions out there for rosacea like that. So I do laser in my practice. I use vascular laser to really even out the skin tone. Takes care of all those capillaries under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Takes care of the overlying redness. It's incredible how it works for people with severe redness. If you're self-conscious about your red or you have dilated veins in your skin and you want to treat them, then you should definitely get a consultation because the laser is remarkably effective for it.
And just to follow up with regards to rosacea, who gets it? Like, can you, like, do you get it when you're a teenager? Do you get it, you know, or is it more male, more female? Like,
remember how I said psoriasis is 1 to 2% of the population?
Mm-hmm.
Rosacea is 5 to 10% of
wow.
Canadians.
Okay.
So a lot of people get rosacea.
Okay.
I for sure have rosacea. I treat my skin with laser at least twice a year to keep it under control.
Mm-hmm.
I also wear sunscreen all the time because the sun plays a huge role and triggers, you know, and flares rosacea. So anybody can get it. Usually mm-hmm. the whiter your skin, the more the higher likelihood you can get it. So I see it most in white Caucasians, Irish background. They all have rosacea. But even dark skin types can get rosacea. It's a common thing.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love your first name in the text. Speaking of text, we have a 36-year-old male who has texted in saying that he is starting to bald on the temple area and crown area. Wondering, Dr. Monk, if you do PRP treatment and how does it work?
I absolutely do PRP treatment. So PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. So it's basically a procedure where we take your own blood, we spin it in a fancy centrifuge, just fancy machine, that separates out the red part of the blood from the plasma. In your plasma, you have your platelets, and the platelets basically have a lot of growth factors, nutrients. They release amazing things. So you have this basically serum of great nutrients and growth factors. The theory behind using it for hair is, you know, when men and women thin their hair over time, what really happens is the hair follicles are collapsing. The hair follicle's still there, but it's not sprouting hairs. So it's basically a collapsed, shriveled up hair follicle deep in the skin. When you inject PRP there, it's natural stimulation. So it stimulates, it gives pathways and signals to the hair follicle to sprout a new healthy hair.
Okay.
So it's a very natural process. You don't have to worry about side effects because it's your own blood being injected back in the scalp. And the results I've had in my practice, I've been doing it now for 2 years. The results are remarkable. I have regrowth in about 60 to 70% of my patients where there's significant thickening and increased density of their scalp. And in almost 99, I'd say almost 100% of my patients, if not 100%, people tell me that it slows down the shedding.
Yeah.
It delays progression of the hair thinning and hair loss. So if anything, even if you don't notice regrowth, it's going to benefit you because you will slow down losing your hair. But for the vast majority of people, you even get improved density and regrowth of your scalp hair. So it's really, really effective.
Perfect. Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you've got questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I know we're going to get to sun damage before the end of the show. And again, more of your calls and your texts.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Kelly Alexander with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Let's head off immediately to Adam, who has a question about skin disorder. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling about just real quick about the tinea versicolor. Somebody from my hockey team noticed it and mentioned it that I had it and was recommended Celsin Blue or another product to help with that. And I was curious if that's a reasonable advice.
So it is a reasonable advice. So tinea versicolor is a fungus, and I tell my patients it lives on everybody's skin. So it's not contagious because everybody has it. But in certain people with tinea versicolor, you get kind of this discoloration. It can either look pink, it could look white, it could sometimes look dark. But they're basically, you can't feel them. It feels like normal skin, but it's just a discoloration on the skin. Usually comes out in the summer months with heat, sweat, and it's often a recurring problem. People that get it are just prone to it, and it's also a very common issue. So Celsin Blue is an ingredient that has some antifungal properties in it. And, you know, if you put it on, you lather it into the body, you leave it on 10 minutes every day for 2 weeks, it's usually strong enough to really get rid of the fungus completely. So it's a good treatment. I'll usually prescribe, you know, another antifungal shampoo like Nizoral, for example, is also quite good. Head and Shoulders can be used as well. So any of those have antifungal properties and can be effective for tinea versicolor.
Adam, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Before the break, we were talking about PRP. And so another text has come in sort of as a follow-up to that, asking if PRP works on hormonal changes with the birth control pill. Apparently, this lady lost some hair when she got on the pill recently.
That's not unusual because as soon as you either start or stop a hormone pill, the hormones tend to fluctuate in the body and that can cause a lot of changes, including hair thinning and shedding. setting. PRP can absolutely be helpful for that because it does help to stabilize and it helps to even regrow, thicken, hydrate. So there's no downside to doing some PRP if that's your problem with the shedding. However, usually it is self-limited and it will, you know, as the hormones stabilize over 3 or 4 months, you may not need the PRP. So my best advice would be it depends how much it bothers you. If it's really bothersome, do some PRP. There's nothing to lose. If you want to wait it out, give it 3-4 months, see if you're still shedding. If you are at that point, then I'd definitely consider it.
Now, I know before the end of the show, you wanted to talk some sun damage, especially because over the last, 2 months really, but especially the last couple of weeks, it's just been blazing hot out there. Does that actually play a part in it, or is it always bad? Like, you always have to be aware of sun, but because it's been so hot, is it extra?
Well, the UV index is at an all-time high right now.
Okay.
So the UV is super high.
Okay.
But even in the winter, even on a cloudy day, mm-hmm. UVA is constant.
Okay.
But UVB is very, very high on a sunny day.
Okay.
And UVB is what causes sunburns.
Yeah.
Whereas UVA will age your skin a lot.
So
both are bad.
Okay.
Both contribute to cancer. Both are carcinogenic. But you won't burn on a cloudy day because there's not much UVB. There's only UVA.
Okay.
So that's why if you care at all about your skin and you want to have the best skin ever, which everybody does and mm-hmm. I do, you're going to wear a sunscreen every day. That's going to block out both UVA and UVB because there's always one of them that's present.
Okay.
On a hot, sunny day, what was your question?
I was asking if it's worse because of the heat that we've been experiencing or if that's negligible.
Look, it's hot because of the sun,
yeah.
right? They kind of go together for sure.
Okay.
The higher the sun, the stronger the sun, the higher the UV index, the more the heat. So they do go hand in hand.
Okay.
But it's at an all-time high. You got to be really careful these days. Just apply it, reapply it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put enough of it on.
Can I ask you a stupid question? I know you're going to get mad at me.
No questions are
stupid. Okay. So we talked about how since you and I have been working on the show together, I have like completely – well, I was already pretty good about the sunscreen business, but – since you and I have been working together, I'm like extremely like high octane, like your kids. Like I'm always slathering the stuff all over me. But when I go out for a run, sometimes early in the morning,
yeah.
I have this thought where like, it's super early. Maybe I could get away with it. Is that stupid?
Tell you a funny story?
Okay.
So I sometimes go to the gym for 6:30.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I leave my house at 6 or mm-hmm. 6:15 and I lather on the sunscreen
okay.
before my workout. Which is like so silly because I'm there, I'm pumping iron, I'm sweating,
yeah.
and my trainer's making fun of me because I'm white.
Right.
Because I'm sweating and my sunscreen turns white when I sweat. And I see puddles of sunscreen on the floor.
Yeah.
So in short, answer to your question, you should always wear sunscreen.
Okay.
Because the UVA is constant and it's always there.
Okay.
It may not. The UVB fluctuates throughout the day. It peaks midday.
Yeah.
10 to 2, it's the strongest. But UVA is the same in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening until the sun goes down.
Okay.
So you should always wear a good block.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that question because I feel I can't be the only one that feels that they can sneak by if they're out super early in the morning.
You know
whatever.
What I do want to say though? Don't forget. So I recommend sunscreen all the time, whatever, but mm-hmm. don't forget to supplement with vitamin D.
Okay.
Because vitamin D, yes, it is produced by the sun. And so people used to think, you know, you need a little bit of sun exposure to get your vitamin D. Study after study shows that vitamin D in the diet is the same as vitamin D through the sun. So if you are avoiding the sun the way I'm telling you to, you're going to have amazing skin, but you're going to be vitamin D deficient. So do supplement with vitamin D. Take at least 600 to 800 units of vitamin D per day
okay.
to make sure that your vitamin D levels stay high.
Okay, perfect. Now we are almost out of time and I know you always like to say goodnight to your young ladies.
I don't know if they're watching me tonight, but Gabby, Jamie, Avery, and my beautiful wife, Gail, I love you all and I will be home soon.
Perfect. And we want to give, again, a shout out to tonight's sponsor, which is Leo Pharma. And also, don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, you can, of course, reach him through his phone line, which is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. Of course, the website is monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And to follow him on Instagram, which I suggest because you're going to get lots of awesome information through his Instagram account, is at Dr. Ronnie Monk. My thanks going out to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. And of course, our thanks to you for listening. Coming up after the news, you'll get to hang out with John Pohl on the Night Side on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.